to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today. Happy holidays, everybody. Feliz Navidad is what I would say in Spanish. In other words, Merry Christmas. This is Andrea Cabrera with Measuring Success Right. For this week's episode, we actually don't even have a guest interviewee. We just wanted to take the time to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and to leave you with a little bit of a spiritual thought. Naturally, during this time of the year, we think a lot about Christ, about serving others. And I was in my church service this last Sunday for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and we had a speaker give a really beautiful talk. One of the things he mentioned was a poem that I want to share with you. The poem is called "It All Depends on Whose Hands It's In," and it's by a missionary in India. I apologize, I might get his last name wrong, but his name is Paul Sinidaj. And the poem goes like this. A basketball in my hands is worth about $19. A basketball in Michael Jordan's hands is worth about $33 million. It depends on whose hands it's in. A baseball in my hands is worth about $6. A baseball in Mark McGuire's hands is worth $19 million. It depends on whose hands it's in. A tennis racket is useless in my hands. A tennis racket in Pete Sampaio's hands in a Wimbledon championship, it depends on whose hands it's in. A rod in my hands will keep away a wild animal. A rod in Moses' hands will part the mighty sea. It depends on whose hands it's in. A slingshot in my hand is a kid's toy. A slingshot in David's hand is a mighty weapon. It depends on whose hands it's in. Two fish and five loaves of bread in my hands is a couple of fish sandwiches. Two fish and five loaves of bread in God's hands will feed thousands. It depends on whose hands they're in. Nails in my hands might produce a birdhouse. Nails in Jesus Christ's hands will produce salvation for the entire world. It depends on whose hands they're in. As you see now, it depends whose hands it's in. So put your concerns, your worries, your fears, your hopes, your dreams, your families, and your relationships in God's hands. Because it depends on whose hands they're in. Isn't that just beautiful? I just want to leave that short message with you as you prepare to be with your family, with your loved ones during this time of the year, as we start to think about our New Year resolution lists. I encourage you to make that list and keep in mind that it really counts when we put it in God's hands. We also want to encourage you to tune in 2 weeks. So we will not be having an episode this upcoming Monday. That would be Monday, December 30th, but we will release an episode on January 6th. I'm personally really excited for you to listen to it. I'm excited for you to tune in with me to talk to Aaron Merrill. He's a senior producer of the Book of Mormon videos for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If you're a member of the LDS faith of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those videos that have already released have been amazing. You can find those videos on the LDS.org website if you would like to find them, or on the LDS YouTube page as well. I'm really excited to get to share the conversation I had with Aaron, and I'm sure you will really, really enjoy. You're in for a treat. So please tune in on January 6th to start off the new year by interviewing Aaron Merrill. Have a good week, you guys, and happy holidays. Feliz Navidad.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review, or online at marriottstudentreview.org.